This is KCUR 89.3. The American Jazz Museum celebrates two Kansas City musical acts this weekend with Lifetime Achievement Awards for the McFadden Brothers and Ida Macbeth. KCUR's Chuck Haddix recently sat down with Macbeth, whose musical memories go back to when she was 5 years old at church, singing a solo on a song called It's In My Heart.
And I always sound like a grown woman, even when I was a little girl. So I got up on one Sunday morning, they said, we're going to have Miss Macbeth to come up here. Come on up here and sing the song, baby. Come on. And they got me up in the choir, and they put me some boxes so I could stand up to the microphone. And I started singing It's In My Heart. And I remember, because it kind of scared me, all the sisters and stuff got to falling out with the white dresses on. The deacon was going over there with the fans, fanning them, trying to get them up the floor. And I was getting scared and scared. I said, oh, my God. You know, I said, my mother's going to give me a whoop. You know, I made the old ladies fall out. But then I found out that that was a good thing, you know.
Of course, there's the other side of the aisle, too, in American music, the sacred and the secular. How did you make that transition?
Well, I'm going to tell you what happened. I was wrapping gifts at the Montgomery Wards, and I would sneak into the clubs and sing. I mean, I'm talking about I'm 13, 14 years old. They told me that, you know, that we got a job that you can sing at, you know, and this guy by the name of Ray Naylor, he owned a couple of music stores, one in Indian Springs and one out on 69th and State over in Kansas City, Kansas. And so he became my band leader, you know, it was a trio. And what I would do, I would go and wrap gifts from like about 6 to 9:30. And then I told my mother, I said, well, Mama, they want me to wrap gifts after hours. She said, after hours? What time are you going to get off? I said, oh, like around about 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock? I ain't never heard of such. Well, as long as they pay you, you can go ahead and do it. So what happened? I would get off from work there, put my little singing clothes in a paper bag, and catch the bus, and I would get off and walk up the hill off on Baltimore. And that's where the Playboy Club was, at the very top of this hotel. My mother finally found out, and she got so upset, and then until I showed her how much money I was making, you know. And then she, of course, I was making more money than my mother was making. And I never forget, I was making $135 a weekend.
You know, coming up in Kansas City, you came up at a time when a lot of the true legends were still around, like Priscilla Bowman, Jay McShann, Claude Fiddler Williams. I could just kind of go on and on, but who's who. Who really helped you along and encouraged you and mentored you when you were coming up?
That's really hard to say, because a lot of people think it was probably my husband, but it wasn't, because he was 34 years older than that, so he didn't want me to sing. You know, and back in his era, the singer, he called him the band's wife. I said, the band's wife? And that was true, because a lot of times the singer would do everything. She'd get up in the one set, she'd be the shake dancer, where she'd throw off her bra, and then all of a sudden throw off her, I mean, she'd do a little strip tease, and then she would sing on the next set. And then she'd, I guess, whatever else a wife do, that's what she did. But to tell you the truth, I just kind of was strong enough to where I wanted to sing because I knew I had a song to sing.
What creates this unique sound that you have when you get into a song and really explore it?
I feel like I'm telling a story. And that's one reason why I don't ever get tired of singing a song over and over again. People say, well, don't you get tired of knowing you can have my husband? No. For one thing, there's somebody out there that never heard it before. And then I want to make sure you can have my husband. Don't you mess with my man. Yeah. I'm telling a story. That's why I feel like it sounds distinctive, you know, like it's just me. Because can't nobody be Ida no better than I can be Ida, you know.
Well, you can have my husband.
Ida Macbeth gets a Lifetime Achievement Award Saturday night at the American Jazz Museum. You can hear the rest of her interview with Chuck Haddix on the Fish Fry Archives at kcur.org.
Don't mess with my man.